Now, if you would, and remember, here's what he's getting mad at me. He said that I railed on the Jews by saying that they were that all of them are responsible for the death of Jesus. Okay, go if you would to Matthew 23, and while you're in Matthew 23, I'm going to read for you the famous verse in Matthew 27. If you want to stick a finger in Matthew 27, you can, but we're going to go to Matthew 23 next. Matthew 27, verse 24 says, "When Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but that rather a tumult was made, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, 'I am innocent of the blood of this just person. See ye to it.' Then answered all the people and said," then answered how many people? No, it was just very few. It was just a very small group. It was just only a few people. No, it was actually a big crowd of people. That's why it uses this language of "then answered all the people." There's a big crew of people there saying this, okay? "And then answered all the people, 'His blood be on us and on our children.'" That's what they said, according to Scripture, okay? Now look at Matthew chapter 23. In Matthew chapter 23, starting in verse number 31, it says, "Wherefore ye be witnesses unto yourselves, that ye are the children of them which killed the prophets. Fill ye up then the measure of your fathers. Ye serpents, ye generation of vipers, how can you escape the damnation of hell? Wherefore, behold, I send unto you prophets." This is Jesus talking, by the way. And wise men and scribes, "and some of them you shall kill and crucify, and some of them you shall scourge in your synagogues and persecute them from city to city, that upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel unto the blood of Zacharias, son of Berechias, whom ye slew between the temple and the altar. Verily I say unto you, all these things shall come upon this generation." You know, I'll take it a step further. The Jews didn't just kill Jesus. The Jews killed Abel. The Jews killed Zacharias. That's what Jesus said. But, this isn't the kind of thing that gets you anywhere with Dr. Michael Brown. You know, because he's got all these Jewish friends telling him this and that, and he's one himself. But what does the Scripture say? I mean, the Scripture says, "I'm holding you responsible for the death of Abel when Cain killed Abel." Okay? I'm holding you responsible for the death of the prophet Zacharias. And the Jews said, "Well, hey, we'll gladly assume responsibility for Jesus' death. His blood be on us and on our children." And Reuben Mann literally said, "So we." We. So we killed a guy. So what? Maybe he deserved to die. Notice he's putting himself in that group. He's lumping himself in with that. But supposedly this makes me some horrible anti-Semite because I'm just pointing out these obvious facts from Scripture. Let's continue finishing this passage here. "O Jerusalem," verse 37, "Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate." And you know what's funny is that I'm sure that this would be a major facepalm moment for Michael Brown right now. Like, "Oh, I can't believe it's so stupid to say that the Jews killed Abel." Hey, I'm not the one who said that. Did I say that? Or did Jesus say to the Jews, "Jerusalem, the Jews, that upon you shall come all the blood of the prophets. You killed the prophets from Abel to Zacharias. All of it shall be required of this generation." That's what Jesus said. And it was the word of God that said, "His blood be on us and on our children." Folks, let me tell you something. If I were part of a group of people that said, "Jesus' blood be on us and on our children," you know what the first thing I would do is say, "Okay, how do I unsubscribe from this group of people?" You see, here's the thing. This has nothing to do with race. Jews are of all different races. They could be of any race. Sammy Davis Jr., anyone? Okay, so here's the thing about this. Anytime these people want to, see, here, let's put it this way, okay? Let's say this row right here, this represents Judaism, right? Well, listen, if you're in this row right here, That curse, his blood be on us and our children, applies to you while you're standing right here. Does everybody understand? Anytime you want to, you can be like, forget that, and walk away. Anybody who chooses to embrace this damnable heresy of rabbinic Judaism, I don't care if it's Orthodox or Reformed or anything in between, is choosing to place themselves under the curse of God. Because everyone who denies that Jesus is the Messiah is Antichrist. That's what Scripture says. So if you're going to join a religion that has another Messiah that's not Jesus, that rejects Jesus as the Messiah, you're basically saying, like, sign me up for the wrath of God. Sign me up to be a part of that statement, his blood be on us and on our children. It's not literal children, folks. It's not a physical group of people. Because you can get in and out of it whenever you want. There are people who leave Judaism. There are people who enter Judaism. But if you sign up for it, be sure to read the fine print where you're selling your soul to the devil.